Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I saw this earlier. Evidently, Mark Zuckerberg and other millionaires are doomsday prepping. They're hoarding gold, and they've got an end-time fear of some sort. Folks, you know, this is going way, way, way too far, don't you think? Don't you think? I mean, did we really feel like this even 3 years ago? When we had a much better foreign policy, we knew exactly how the Middle East was progressing, for example. And we were dealing with our economic adversaries, our economic friends, things, there was opportunity, things were going well. Yes, COVID hit, I understand that. But generally speaking, I think a lot of people want to go back to the way that it was, at least as a starting point. But unfortunately, and I appreciate so much of what Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com was saying. We're going to bring her back here in just a moment after I welcome you back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for Denise Simon this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, send us a direct message simply by clicking on Send Kyle a Direct Message. Well, without further ado, let's get right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
I am so glad that you said what you said as we were heading up to the top of the hour there in the last segment. And, you know, you said you were watching this historical thing on YouTube. You know, I was watching a documentary over the weekend, and it had to do with the Great Depression. And one thing that I noticed, because it goes to exactly what you were saying, so we're on the same wavelength, I think, and but at that time, because of the economic turmoil that came because of this crash and everything, you had a lot of groups, Marxists, communists, and others, mm-hmm. who really thought this is our opportunity to mm-hmm. grab hold. And so it goes to exactly what you're talking about here today, modern times.
You know, I once heard somebody say years ago that the Constitution was written by and for decent people.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we today and with the things that are going on, not only domestically but worldwide? The indecent people are taking over. Anybody paying attention to what just happened in Haiti over the weekend? Haiti's in full, if it wasn't a full-blown collapse, it certainly is now. So Florida, watch out for the influx of people, because mm-hmm. the gangs have taken over. There's no functioning government there. They released everybody that was in prison. I shouldn't say everybody, but they released a whole bunch of people in prison. If they're in prison in Haiti, they're really, really bad. And so they've terrorized what is left of the country. So, I mean, how many Haitians are we going to end up with? You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, something that happens in another country affects us. We just don't have, people are suing Trump just to sue him into oblivion to financially break him. That's not decency. We've got, a collapse of law and order, which means we have a collapse of civil society. That's not decency. Just because, these Democrats wanted to, our jails were overpopulated and, overcrowded, and we have to let these people go. And then I hear people talking about the crime statistics, and the crime's down, and this is down, this is down, this is down. Well, the numbers on paper may be down, but if you've got a city like Austin, Texas, that's in collapse itself because it doesn't have any police.
Right.
So who's going to arrest anybody? And even if they arrest, then the prosecutors play them down to nothing. And, you know, so what may have been, you know, some kind of, you know, murder, first degree or theft or whatever, rape or anything, we play it down to nothing. So.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And there's a lack of responsibility. And you have criminals that say to themselves, you know, I got this whole thing licked. I mean, this is, you know, this it's just like Disneyland for criminals at this point.
If you don't have law and order, you really don't have anything. And that includes immigration, because what's happening on the border is no law and no order. So, I mean, if you don't have prosecutors doing their job, if you don't have judges doing their job, and the leniency, and my husband loves watching, you know, the cop shows and so forth on TV, so, and I kind of get up and leave the room because it's all so ugly. But I watched it with him for a few minutes last night, and I just said, you know, our poor police and the stuff that they have to deal with, you know, 3 or 4 years ago I did a ride-along with a lieutenant in the sheriff's department, a 12-hour shift. Good God! And the first question I asked him, absolutely the first question I asked him, I said, what is the biggest problem that you got? And I didn't even finish the sentence. And he said, the juvenile justice system is broken. We're not doing what we need to do to rein in these juveniles. They know how to play the system. And then they grow up to be young adults. And it gets worse, as you know. So, I mean, they learn the tactics. They learn how to fleece the system, to finesse the system, and there we are.
Well, exactly right. And it just becomes a self-fulfilling thing, and it goes on and on and on. It never gets fixed.
No.
Yeah, exactly right. And again, going back to your term of decency, see, this was the thing. Politics was rough and tumble in those days, in those formative days of the Republic, and there's no doubt about that. But there was more of a common thread, and that common thread today is just, well, it's just completely unraveled. But Denise Simon, stay right there. We're going to come right back after this short break, and we've got a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thanks to William in Denver. I have not seen the Lex Fridman interview with Tucker, but I will try to check it out. But thank you very much for the message, folks. We are coming right back. We got a lot more on this Monday edition. Going by at warp speed. Warp speed, please. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the program this morning. We have so much more to tell you about. And, of course, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience. So with us once again here on this wonderful Monday morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, folks, don't forget we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this morning, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And Denise, I'd like for you to know this as well. We just heard from Uncle Rick listening on 930 in Bradenton this morning. And he's got a great suggestion for Country Music Monday. He suggests The Highwaymen. I like that song. I think that's pretty cool. But he says, keep up the good job. He says, love Denise. So you've got a great fan. And,
yay! Thank you, Uncle Rick.
That's right. Thank you, Uncle Rick, very, very much. And just wanted to pass that along. And, folks, once again, if you'd like to send us a direct message, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. All right. Well, Denise, again, you know, we're looking for the Supreme Court to maybe say something here.
Mm-hmm.
But also, and I did this earlier, so I'm going to do it again just for kicks, and that is, it's almost Super Tuesday. Right? And so Mick Jagger, you know, I'm sure, I don't want to hear from him on that, but obviously it's almost Super Tuesday. And so do you think is this going to be enough for Nikki Haley to finally kind of realize where this momentum is really going?
Well, she's probably tap dancing right now because she finally won her first Washington, D.C. I don't think that there's any viable Democrats in Washington, D.C. I mean, not viable Republicans in Washington, D.C.
Right.
But,
And they don't like Trump, that's for sure.
They don't like Trump.
Yep. So she got like 19 delegates. But she was on Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. And Kristen Welker kept pressing her on this notion that she had agreed to the
pledge
exactly for I will support the eventual nominee. Mm-hmm. So she goes along and she says, well, I only said that to get on the stage, basically.
Yeah. So it's a false pledge. It's a conditional pledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and then she said, then she kind of made it worse. She says, well, but that was a different RNC. Now there's a new RNC. There's going to be a new RNC. So, you know, and Kristen Welker was a little taken aback by all of that. It just feels like Nikki Haley is sort of fishing for things sometimes.
Squishy.
I know she's trying to look decisive, like, I will do what I want to do. And that's the message. That's the projection. But it really becomes much more of a, you know, she just said, she should say, I said what I said, that was my promise, because as president, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, kind of stuff.
One of my other thoughts yesterday for a moment as I was cleaning out my garage, which I don't suggest anybody do, that's a terrible job, but anyway, we're paying an awful lot of attention to, you know, who's running for president and who's going to be president and delegates and polls and blah, 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 blah. But the other thing that's very concerning is the House and the Senate. And, you know, whoever becomes president, they're going to have to work with Congress. What's Congress going to look like? Therein lies the problem. You know, you've got some that are retiring, some that are not running again. You know, like this Senate race out in California. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine having Senator Katie Hobbs. But having said that, or replacing
Porter,
Katie Porter.
Yeah.
Thank you. Would it really matter because we're replacing Dianne Feinstein? I mean, she's never voted in the right way anyway. But, here's a chance for the RNC, kind of going back to Nikki Haley, but the RNC to say, okay, look, you know, we're going to have to, you know, pay some real attention here to these down-ballot races. And I think not enough is said about who controls, you know, the House and who controls the Senate. You know, Chuck Schumer, I think, is like the worst. I mean, we used to complain years ago about the Senate and with Harry Reid. Well, I think we're in just as bad a situation with Schumer than we were with Harry Reid.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, the listeners, while, you know, we may be in our own states, we have to pay attention to what's going on in other states and who these candidates are and who's in a race and who's not in a race, who's leaving, who's doing what. I mean, another one that I think is the most indecent person is Adam Schiff.
Oh, yeah.
So pay attention, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'm wondering to see if it could be Schiff and Steve Garvey. It, you know, it's the top two vote getters,
mm-hmm.
basically. So in California, everybody, it's the top two vote getters, whether they're both Democrats or what. And they usually, mostly, are always just the two Democrats, you know, for the runoff, basically, which would be the Senate race at this point.
You know, Steve Garvey sounds good, but he's not young. I mean, he's
right.
An old guy.
Right.
Looks pretty good for his age, but he's old.
Yeah, and the biggest problem they have with him is he voted for Donald Trump twice. That's what all these commercials say. And you know, I just, it's really kind of pathetic after a while, but I don't know if there are two more scarier words in the English language, Denise, than Senator Schiff.
Well, true enough, but is he going to be any worse than Dianne Feinstein? You know, the Republicans have a chance to do the right thing and work pretty hard out there, or conservatives, or even Democrats in the state of California, you know, to kind of fix something out there and put Steve Garvey in there. But, you know, we don't seem to learn, do we?
Well, no, unfortunately. And California has its own huge set of problems that need to be fixed. Otherwise, the brain drain, the money drain, all the drain is going to continue draining out. And it's just going to become a very, very, very even worse place politically than ever before.
You know, to be in the kind of debt that the state is in, it's got water problems, got fire problems, it's got homeless problems, it's got drug problems, it's got immigrant problems, high-speed rail problems, legislature problems. If we could fix California, or at least stop the tailspin that California is in, that would be an achievement. I mean, that would be a colossal achievement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it's really starting to be shown now that the red states and their policies and so forth are the ones that are really
carrying the country, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And unfortunately, when we see Newsom or hear him, it's all, again, about checking off the boxes for different groups. And it's like all the stuff you have to say by rote. You know, you just have to sort of spout off certain talking points, and that's really the extent in many ways of being on the far left.
I've often said that I think in some cases that I think some of these senators and members of the House ought to trade places with a counterpart. You know, not that I would really want to, but, you know, have somebody like Governor Newsom come to Florida and hang out in the legislature for a week and see what it's like, and then have DeSantis go out there. You see what I'm saying? Have them just trade places.
Yeah.
Or
there's a show in that. That's like a network show right there.
Exactly. and to see what to see what works and what doesn't work and how things happen. You know, the same thing with district attorneys or you know, put somebody from Pennsylvania over in, you know, Arkansas and trade places and just, you know, it would be so revealing.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Well, tell you what, folks, we're going to come right back and much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. It is Monday, but it's okay because we're here and you're there. So stay right there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News update. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warner.
All right, Monday edition continues. And we've got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you, of course. So we've got Denise Simon again here for a further segment here on this Monday edition of the show. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you would like to send us a direct message this morning. We've been getting a lot of them, so we really, really do appreciate that very, very much. And, of course, we're going to open up the telephone lines here at the bottom of the hour. But first, of course, we want to say good morning again to Denise Simon. Hello, Denise.
Hello, hello.
All right. Well, let's head right over to the telephone line. We got Mary in St. Pete already giving us a call here this morning. Good morning, Mary. You're on with Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning. Yes, in line with Denise's opening, almost like a despair type thing, I feel the same way, and I'm probably around her age. But I remember
Pardon
me?
I said, I hope not.
I remember how a lot of this started when I was a kid. It used to be English-speaking America. And then it was like, well, if you come to America, you speak English. Then it was changed to where there was a little bit of Spanish in there for people coming in. This is way, way back, decades ago. And you can see where that has mushroomed into what it is now. I got an insurance statement the other day. The front of it was all American dollars, U.S. dollars. You could see it. But on the back of it, it had a non-discrimination clause written in at least 20 languages, Korean, whatever, so that other people here could read it, which is tells you how big something
yes.
can get. And also how something big can get really in a hurry is, and I was on probably one of your Patriot stations myself, watching about all these young, able-bodied, younger males crossing the border, with no, they'll want them to be able to vote, and they want them to be able to join the military. So the warning here is you're going to have a military of people that are crossing the border
yep.
and in our military with guns. So if you don't watch out, that's going to mushroom as well, and you're not going to have an American military anymore.
Right.
So your country can be taken over. That's what I wanted to say. But the despair is like, I'm not sure what you can do about it. If they're talking about it in Congress, they just seem to go ahead and pass it and go along about their business. So taxation without representation is definitely out there, Denise. But I feel your pain and understand. And I'm not really sure what to do about it except focus on your own life and go with God. I'm not sure.
True.
Well said, Mary.
Sure, I do know what you're talking about. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Mary
yeah.
and St. Pete.
I mean,
we
sometimes you
it.
Just have to change the channel and then just go clean out the garage.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, but at the same time, yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons, you know, we try to get the message out. We try to talk about things, and the more information people have, the more that they're able to do all that, that's really going to be very significant, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
True enough.
Absolutely.
True enough.
Well, again, you know, we're waiting for, as we mentioned earlier, we're waiting for the Supreme Court decision. You know, and these are going to be pretty big humdinger decisions, at least in, especially as far as the far left is concerned. And there is that, again, that feeling like, well, are they just waiting for a real good reason to really go apoplectic? Now, in the case of being on the ballot to begin with, and then also, of course, presidential immunity, you know, it just seems like that's going to be a perfect storm for the left.
Yeah, I almost don't even know what to say. I mean, you know, taxation without representation. I said that earlier. But, you know, it's kind of like representation. Representation means that you get a voice, that you get to vote. And you got the Democrats that are trying to take that away. This whole voting season, I mean, to vote 6 months in advance of an election, and in some cases it goes even 60 days after an election because of, we have to screw around with absentee ballots and, you know, provisional ballots and, you know, wherever all that is. Yeah.
Part of it is just to overwhelm it. It overwhelms the system and makes
it, of course it does,
you know, virtually impossible to administer. But if you speak out and say something like, well, why does it go 90 days? Why does it go 6 months ahead of time? Well, mm-hmm. then you're just obviously anti-voting. You see what I'm saying? It becomes, you know, you're the bad guy because
yeah, I mean,
you even mentioned
it. I talk about voter suppression. Would you, somebody raise their hand and prove to me that their vote was suppressed? Let's do that. Or all these illegitimate votes, and we're seeing them. We're absolutely seeing them out there. We get snippets of these investigations and so forth and so on. And so if you've got an illegitimate vote, it's a suppression of a legitimate vote. Nobody really says that part.
Right. Right. Exactly. But again, it's that narrative. You know, I think Kamala Harris, you know, even with her speech over the weekend, you know, they're talking about, voting rights and things like that. But
yeah, Merrick Garland, he wants to get rid of voter ID.
Right, right.
The attorney general.
Yeah, and it's done under the guise of, you know, we're making it more accessible to vote. But again, you know, I can't imagine the Democrat Party who wouldn't love another government program to say, you know, here's how you get your government issued ID. I mean, right now you can go get one from the state, you can get a driver's license, or you can get a state ID. It's not hard, and you know,
if somebody really wants to vote,
yeah,
they would take the steps to do it. Right. So if somebody is not registered to vote, Then don't, like, manipulate them to go register to vote. They don't want to vote. That is their vote.
Right. That's their
vote is leave me alone.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of personal responsibility. Not suppressing their vote like you're talking about, but saying, okay, right, you know, if you don't want to go through those machinations, and they're not difficult,
no,
you know, then that's your thing, man, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They're calling you have to have IDs, and they're calling it a poll tax. Give me a break. Is there anybody out there that doesn't have some form of ID?
Right.
Even if you don't, bring a utility bill. Is this your name, and are you really living at this address, or are you paying the water bill? You know, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, you can't open a bank account without an ID. Well, we got Backgammon Bob calling us.
Unless you're Fannie Willis and you only do cash.
That's right. Yeah, from now on, we're completely cash. All right, we got Backgammon Bob.
It's a good place to be, actually.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Bob, you're on with Denise Simon. Good morning.
Yeah, Denise, I agree totally that the most important thing this upcoming election, maybe not the most important, but I think maybe the most important, is the down ballot. We need to get the House and the Senate.
Yes.
Because the House and the Senate are the most important thing because
yes,
they are the thing that can help Trump or a Republican president. They can help him put through it, but they also are the restraining thing against if a Democrat happens to be elected. They are, and I think that we are going to do real good in the down ballot stuff as far as this House and Senate, but also very important is the local stuff too. And as far as the
school boards,
police stuff and stuff, and a lot of the law and order stuff. Yeah, out in Portland or somewhere they've made drugs illegal again, which is a big start.
Washington State.
And I think this country is starting to wake up to some degree, and especially when they get hit hard in the pocketbook and stuff. But when you can't go into the downtown cities, but I think a lot of those cities out there are just about going to disintegrate. I don't think there's any way out of it.
You know, we have something called Alcohol Anonymous. And you have that because we want people to not be, you know, alcoholics or addicted to alcohol. But, you know, and the same thing is with any kind of narcotics, opioids and marijuana. And why are we allowing, you know, our population to hang on to whatever kind of narcotics and we're not helping, right? Is it good for anybody? The answer to that is just no. And it's not good for society, obviously. We see how in Washington State.
Exactly. Denise Simon, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Folks, we are coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition continues on, and we've got a lot more to talk about. We've got Chris Markowski, by the way, the watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris. You can find out more about his radio show, also his podcast as well. Lots of great stuff over there at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And by the way, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. Let's head right over to the telephone lines and pick up Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, there's a lot to talk about, as always. No shortage. And one of the things we love to ask you about here on this program is whether or not what the Fed is going to do next. So I see this thing earlier today, Chris, and that is looks like Jerome Powell is going to give a indication later this week. He's going to go up to Capitol Hill, but he's expected to, quote, double down on the idea that there's no rush to cut the interest rates because they had all this new inflation data that came out.
He's going to say, quite frankly, you know, I'm not really changing, you know, my philosophy when it comes to managing my clients' money over what the Fed is going to do over the short term. I mean, inflation is not going anywhere. You know, it's been with us. It hasn't come down. Quite frankly, I don't think the Fed can really do much at this point in time. I think a lot of it is embedded into, you know, government regulations and issues that we have internally rather than what the Federal Reserve can do. So, again, it wouldn't surprise me that, I mean, they always speak in a cautious manner. They're never going to come out and say, hey, we're just going to go ahead and lower rates. They're not going to do that, be off to the races. So a lot of this is just, you know, it's filler for news, quite frankly. It's not, you know, it's not anything really anybody should pay much attention to.
Well, you know, one of the things, of course, that consumers really pay attention to, obviously, is the higher prices. And, you know, we've seen pullback, but it seems like consumerism, you know, continues to be pretty strong. You know, we've seen other indications about that. But how long or, you know, to what extent do you think consumers will continue consuming at high levels, even given these higher prices? I mean, is there an end to that? You know, because right now it just seems like people continue to buy a lot of stuff.
Well, there's most certainly a pullback, without a doubt. There hasn't been the same the month before. And you take a look at credit card debt and where, you know, that's at this point in time. So I think the consumers have pulled back to some degree, or, you know, they've shifted more towards necessities because necessities have continued to go up in price. I mean, based on what they're buying.
Well, you mentioned about credit, you know, and we've seen before that there's some logical limit that people have to that. But in terms of the interest rate staying so very high, well, that will have that should have a larger effect, right, when it comes to big items like housing or, you know, things like that, people taking out new mortgages or, God forbid, beginning to default on those mortgages, especially if they, you know, have an adjustable rate.
Usually when rates go up, you know, price of homes come down because the cost of money has gone up and it's an inverse relationship. But you have to have a steady supply of homes to meet the demand, and that's the case. So, you know, this is a situation where, again, you know, there's two sides to the inflation equation. There's, you know, the supply side and demand side. In this case, you need greater supply.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And but, of course, then you've got residential, you've got commercial, which we've talked about before. That also seems to be a major concern. If those rates don't come down, we might start to see a lot of commercial properties in distress, receiverships, you know, just defaulting, or in some cases people just walking away like we've seen happen in San Francisco.
Commercials, that's a whole different ball of wax. You know, that's been overbuilt for a long period of time. You know, people can blame it on COVID and return to office. That has just exacerbated this, a situation that was going to happen eventually. It just sped it up, the inevitable. That's quite frankly all it did. The commercial's a disaster right now. I mean, it's a five-alarm disaster that's getting worse instead of better. The prices of commercial real estate needs to come down 40, 50, 60% or not more, in order to actually, if you wanted to actually to make it worthwhile to transform some of these properties into, residential. It's extraordinarily overvalued. And again, there's a lot of just, the whole market is basically frozen up to some degree where it's, you're not having true price discovery right now. And, you know, it's kind of like everybody's kind of holding out as long as they possibly can to see if they can, you know, make an extra buck or two. Maybe the Fed will lower rates and they won't lose as much money. But it's got a long way to go to the downside.
Well, if we take a trip over to Beijing, it looks like, you know, we talked about last week there was going to be a lot of money coming in for Chinese properties there from the government. But we also understand Reuters is now putting out there that they're going to be even more stimulus unveiled this week, you know, as they continue to try to stop this spiral that's happening in China. And to some degree, too, they may start exporting a lot more goods, but they probably won't be importing as many goods as they have.
China's a disaster in more ways than one. Real estate is a major part of that. In fact, they've overbuilt, centrally command economies, you know, basically subsidizing an industry. The people believe in it. Now they don't believe in it at all. The values are coming down. Millions of properties that were started that were not finished. Millions of properties that were promised that haven't been started from people that are waiting for them. So, again, you know, they can project as much capital as they want at this point in time. I don't see a way out of it. I really don't.
Well, because it seems like they're, like you mentioned that term, injecting capital, but, you know, but there's nobody to go live in these places, you know, it would seem, you know, and it just, what are they going to do? Are they going to just demolish these things after a while?
I, you know, a lot of them are just standing there. It's like, they're like graveyards. A lot of places have gone there and they show these, I mean, areas that were, you know, mansions that were started in certain areas that are just, they're now ruins at this point in time. They were never finished. So it's, you know, it's a very, very difficult situation they're in. And again, they don't know how to work their way out of it. The people have lost confidence. They don't believe in it either. They're also, it's filtering other aspects of their economy as well. The stock market now is, you know, they got all sorts of rules and regulations in regards to when you can sell securities. That doesn't bring any sort of confidence to that arena. So, yeah, China's got its problems, no doubt.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, one of the other things, of course, is, you know, we've got the State of the Union coming up this week. You know, there's obviously going to be some kind of something is going to be, projected into that. Economic this or that in terms of stimulus or other kind of economic programs, do those really have the effect, or is it mostly something that's designed to sort of boost people's enthusiasm rather than actually being, you know, because it's hard to get things through Congress? And in other words, the president goes out and says, you know, we're going to make it all better. Does that really help with the attitude, do you think?
No, I don't. Again, it's just, you know, you're treating Mother Nature almost like it's like the geoengineering type nonsense. You know, you're treating the overall economy like it's something you can tinker with, and you can't. It's not an engine. You know, no one can decipher the, you know, the trillions of interactions and transactions that take place every day. The free market does that. You know, government officials, oh, we can stimulate the economy, get people going. But there's a cost behind that. You know, we're $34 trillion in debt at this point in time. We're borrowing, our national debt's increasing by almost $1 trillion every 100 days. Anybody think that this is the slightest bit sustainable? I mean, it really isn't. And the problem is that you don't have any serious people in Washington, D.C. that are actually even willing to discuss this, barely even a dent when it came to the primaries and the national discussion at all. And it's, you know, it's irresponsible. It really is. We're supposed to be, you know, good stewards, of the, you know, the planet, not just the planet. When you think about the planet, you know, think about how we're supposed to be good stewards for our children. And we're completely disregarding them and our grandkids based upon what we do. And no one's willing, no one wants to. What's necessary when it comes to Social Security and Medicare entitlements and all of these things that need to be dealt with. And we're putting ourselves and, our kids and grandkids in a very difficult situation.
Indeed. Well said, Chris. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.